We've had our fun. We've had our fun there. Collective soul and
shine.
Are we
going to get accused of being blue collar?
I think so.
So for anyone watch picture, we were putting farts and Chewbacca in the gaps in that song. Yeah. But we've just had a minute discussion about which fart noise to play.
We've been through seven farts. Lots of
you've got to get it right.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realise there was.
You're going to do a fart mix on a song, on a Nickelback song. You need to get all your ducks in a row. Yes. Know what you're doing. Not for amateurs. Don't do that at home.
All right. All right, it is Kennedy Malloy, yeah. Jane Kennedy McMalloy. Have you been paying attention? He's back on the TV tonight. 8:40 on Channel 10 and the Win Network regionally. Big show tonight too. Ursula Carlson's on, Ash London, Tim McDonald, and your mate Sam Pang is going to be on.
They're persevering with Pang, are they?
Yeah. And our next guest, Lloyd Langford on Kennedy Malloy.
He's a very funny Welshman, am I right? We're just saying, welcome aboard, Lloyd, by the way.
Thank you, guys.
We love your flag. It's a flag with a dragon on it. I think the Welsh flag is the best flag. Of them all. Discuss.
I got in trouble before for making fun of the Welsh flag in Wales.
In Wales? And what was it made? What did they take offence to?
Well, they really love the flag so much. And I was saying that you can't have stuff on the flag that has never existed. And I started getting very vocally heckled by a guy at the back of the room. He was getting really angry and he was offering all kinds of threats. And then I put my hand over my eyes to see who it was, to shield the lights. And it was my technician. The guy who was doing the sound and the lights for the show.
He makes a good point, though, because it possibly is a little Dungeons and Dragon-y if it, in fact, never walked the earth.
Yeah.
Hey, but anyway, it's cultural significance to you, as is the show bag here in Australia. Now, I was speaking to, we had Jim Jeffries on the show, Lloyd, he's an American, and he was blown away by the concept of the show bag, and I understand you've had your first taste. Are you familiar with the concept?
I wasn't familiar. I'm still not quite sure why you get chocolates because of an agricultural show, but I'm just
yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, no, it's a big leap, and but we get there. And did you go to the show? Did you go to show day? Did you partake?
I think the show isn't on, but you still get chocolates. So what I'm learning is that chocolates have nothing to do with the judging of livestock. you can have them regardless.
Well, it wasn't just chocolate, because I remember back in the... Do you remember when we were kids? Yeah. Like, all the every banker would have one. There'd be an ANZ
Commonwealth Bank show bag.
Not wildly popular with the kids, but it was... They
had
would
money
have,
boxes and rulers and things like that.
They would have a slide ruler and a money box you were to put stuff in. Exactly. That you actually had to go to the bank to get the money out.
That's right.
It was like a reverse bank robbery is what it was.
Yes.
But show bags here, Lloyd, I've got a friend who's nicknamed Show Bags, and the reason is because he's full of shit. So that's how it seeped into the major culture. But when we were kids, you'd walk out of there. It was like a shopping spree in Pretty Woman. You know, you would literally
full
have like 40 show bags all in a row. And as a kid, you'd go, this is the greatest day of my life. Can I ask what one you got?
Mm.
Well, I apparently made a really bad decision. I got a Turkish Delight, which...
rookie mistake.
I got a lot of grief from. I got a Crunchy, and I got a Caramello Koala, and I've just realised that with the Caramello Koala, I've got two packets of playing cards.
Why? That's weird.
What, Uno cards or something? Well, what, you're going to go home and play poker with the kids, eh?
I don't know if that's going to impress anyone if I'm in a high-stakes game of Texas Hold'em and there's a cartoon koala on the front.
Do you know what? So imagine the dragon on the Welsh flag. That would be like if we put the Caramello Koala on the Australian flag. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. That would be the equivalent. Hey, I've got to congratulate. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, you've got all those dangerous animals, like the snakes and stuff. Like I'd put that on the flag over a koala.
That's right, like a crocodile eating a jellyfish.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's going to get their attention, isn't it? Hey, I want to congratulate not necessarily you, but your wonderful partner, Anne Edmonds, who was, I believe, made her debut in the Maxim.
The
Maxim Hot 100 list.
Yeah.
Debut at number 66, going way past my own Jane Kennedy, who's not here to defend herself. Hey, I'm guessing you're beside yourself. by the way, it's the Ultra Tune Maxim Hot 100 list. I should give it its full time.
Yes.
We had no idea until I think you rang the band to tell us.
That's right.
Because in the United Kingdom, I don't know if we have Maxim in the United Kingdom anymore, but when it used to be on the shelves, it was bought solely by children and men who were afraid to buy pornography. It sort of really cornered the sort of furtive masturbators market.
Yeah, it's like the thinking man's crumpet in there, isn't it?
I think the internet kind of killed it off.
Yeah. We were saying that the other day. It's the internet was the demise of the porn stash, which, let's be honest, there was an art to it.
Yeah, there was an art to it.
We won't bang on about it, but I wanted to say this. Tonight you're on. How do you prepare for that show? Do you ever... do you get competitive? Is someone you're looking out for tonight? I've never been paying attention, or do you just stay in your lane, mind your own business? What do you do?
Well, I normally check with them to see if Ed's on, and if he's on, then I know I'm not going to win.
That's right. The guy's an idiot.
Yeah,
he really bats on, doesn't he?
He's competitive, isn't he?
All right. Well, it'll be fun tonight. It is the A team. Hey, Lloyd, thanks for swinging by. We always love catching up. I ask you, but I think I know the answer. But any gigs or anything that you can promote that you're doing, or just sitting at home?
No, I just watched Dan Andrews' announcement, and he says the shops are going to be open on Wednesday.
Yes.
So I'll be queuing up outside Savers in Brunswick West Tuesday night.
Done.
So come down and give me a pie or something.
Yeah.
Good on you, Lloyd.
Have you been paying attention? Back on 8:40 tonight.